Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Hi, can I speak to Missy Eller, please?
Yeah, this is Missy.
Missy, this is Charles Puth. I'm calling on behalf of m****.com. I noticed you had recently gone on your first date using our service, so I was just calling to get some feedback on everything.
Oh, okay.
So, first of all, did you find our service helpful overall in finding a date?
I guess so. I mean, I definitely used it to get a date, but I don't know. I guess, are you asking about the quality of the date? Like, how... I don't know how great the date was.
Well, that's okay. Now, would you say that when negotiating our site that it was easy to use or difficult to use?
Oh, easy to use.
Okay. And would you recommend our dating service to a friend?
I guess it just depends on what you're looking for, really.
Okay. So I'll put down maybe then. And then finally, how would you rank your date on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being like the best night of your life?
Definitely not a 10. I guess maybe like a 5.
Okay, great. So that's pretty much all I needed from you. Now, as a m****.com user, you're also entitled to hear any feedback from the people that you date, if they left any. And it looks like in this case, he did. Now, would you care to hear any of his comments about your date?
Sure.
Okay, great. Let me pull this up here because there's a lot here. So
there's a lot?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'll just start from the top and then I'll go down here. Okay, so it says, Missy was very talkative during our date, almost to a fault. If I had to hear one more time about her dog, I was going to ask the waitress for a knife to stab myself in the ears with.
Wow. Oh, really nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
When we first sat down, I thought she was very pretty. Until she took her jacket off, and I noticed that her outfit looked like she was going to a nightclub for pirate hookers. Her boobs were spilling out of her top, but they were so smashed together they resembled some sort of uniboob or perhaps some kind of a balloon animal that a magician would make at a kid's birthday party.
Are you serious? Did he say that?
Yeah, do you want me to stop or...
No, what else did he say?
When she laughed, I could see that one of her teeth was a little crooked. And once you see it, it's the only thing you see for the rest of the night. The memory of that one snaggle tooth still remained with me after the date and gave me nightmares when I went to bed.
That is total bullshit. I do not even have crooked... Are you sure that this is about me?
You are Missy A***er, correct?
Yes, but I don't even know what you're saying. All this stuff is, like, wrong.
Well, I mean, I wasn't there on the date. I'm just reading his feedback. He goes on to say, halfway through dinner, she must have developed some kind of indigestion because the rest of the meal, all I could smell were her farts. I know
that
it was her
true.
Because we were the only ones at the table and I didn't fart all night. She seems like the kind of person who would fart in an elevator and blame it on an old person or something.
What? Okay. Absolutely. Listen to me. Absolutely none of this is f***ing true. What the f*** did he say that?
He said it might not have been farts. He said it could have been rampant BO or something, but it was definitely her.
Un-f***ing-believable.
Do you want me to keep going? Or I mean, this last part looks like a compliment, actually.
I guess. Like.
Okay, here it is. Overall, Missy seems like she would be a killer date. And by that, I don't mean a great time. I mean she would probably date you and then kill you in your sleep. What a straight-up psycho. Okay, so I guess that really wasn't a compliment.
Okay,
then.
Okay, fine. So can I tell you about this guy? So first of all, he decides that our first date, we should go to a place that I've never even heard of.
Okay, actually, I'm going to cut you off right there, Missy. I'm not allowed to hear any details of your date because it would be a violation of privacy for our users, so I'm afraid I have to stop
you. He just told me that
me that all the stuff you said and none of it is true.
Well, we instruct all our users to give 100% honest feedback. I mean, I'm sure you don't agree with all of it, but maybe you've just never heard honest feedback on your dating style before.
It was lies. Everything that he said was a f***ing lie.
I mean, everything. It's kind of hard to lie about somebody's BO.
Okay, first of all, I do not have BO. I am extremely clean. I take a shower every single day. And second of all, he has a chance to give his feedback, but I don't have a chance to give my feedback.
I mean, I really don't see a section for that on here. I mean, you can leave a comment if you want under his feedback. It's on our site. Everything I just read is on our site. So that way, when someone is thinking about matching,
on your site.
Yeah. So when someone's thinking about matching with you,
all online.
Yeah.
Everything you said is online. So
yes.
Read.
Yeah. Well, people who might want to date you. Yes.
Oh my God. I can't believe this. It was a mistake even to join this. This is insane. Like, I don't...
Okay, well, listen, here's the thing. Internet dating isn't for everybody. You know what you might want to try is that radio show, the Z Morning Zoo on Z104. They hook a lot of people up. Have you ever heard of them?
What? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. You might have heard of them because you're actually on that show right now because you just got phone scammed.
Oh, my God. You guys are terrible.
I'm so sorry, Missy. Your friend Tracy told us that you were like very judgy when it comes to guys you date, so we wanted you to know how it feels to be judged yourself for one.
Oh my God, I almost cried.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.